Although on Wednesday the cabinet approved a draft budget for 2012 envisaging a deficit of 105 billion crowns, the right-wing parties have not given up pushing for an alternative proposal, which would enable a more drastic reduction of the public finance deficit to 95 billion crowns. In order to give the latter proposal envisaging a unified 19% VAT rate, a new lease on life top 09 and the Civic Democratic Party have said that they are willing to consider the junior party public affairs demand for progressive taxation, albeit indirectly and for a limited period of time. Radio Prague asked Raiffeisen Bank's chief economist and former finance minister Pavel Merklík what he thinks is behind the unexpected U-turn.
I think that the key problem is the Czech public finance and its development. The revenue side of the budget is developing much worse during 2011 than what was budgeted, and the reason is that the budget projection for 2011 counted with non-realistic economic growth. It believes that there will be economic growth of 2.8%, and that the private consumption will be growing by 2.3%. But in the first quarter of the year, there was a negative development of private consumption, and the whole year forecasts of today are somewhere around 2%, so much below the original government fiscal projection. So they are missing money in the state budget, and it's very probable that the situation will be difficult on the revenue side next year as well. So how I understand the last talks about the changes in the structure of taxation is that Mr. Kalousek and his party particularly want to increase the value-added tax rate to 19%. That means from the current situation when we have 20 and 10% rates to have a uniform 19% rate already next year, which will definitely help to the revenue side. And for some political concession or compensation to the smaller coalition partner, they probably would agree with some temporary increase of degree of progression of the private personal income tax.
If they should agree on a unified 19% VAT next year, what would it do to the economy? What would be the impact on the Czech economy?
I'm quite skeptical about the outcomes. Definitely as regards the government revenues, this will help importantly. It will add another, let's say, 10 billion crowns extra revenue, at least, maybe more. On the other hand, it will also mean increased public expenditures, because the prices of foodstuff particularly and other basic needs will be elevated, and it will mean that many people will cross various thresholds which exists in the legislation, and they will now become eligible for getting various forms of welfare benefits which they were not taking so far. So as a consequence, also on the expenditure side, there will be quite a remarkable increase, and according to some estimates which we have, it can be roughly half of the extra revenue which will the government get on the revenue side. So it's not easy, and certainly it will importantly worsen the situation of a big part of the families in the Czech Republic which are not far from the poverty threshold. In the Czech Republic, the people which are below poverty threshold, it's a very low figure. It's the lowest in Europe, actually. It's something like 10% of population. But there is quite strong number of people which are not far from the poverty threshold on the upper side, and it's very probable that they will fall down below it, and they will become, as I said, to be eligible to get government support. And in the end of the day, certainly the division of the or distribution of the tax burden will, by this development, be moved again to the lower groups of the income stratification of the population.
And what would a 19% VAT and progressive taxation do to the country's economic growth?
Definitely, it will not support economic growth in 2012. From longer term perspective, it will be probably neutral, but for first 1 and 2 years, it will be quite negative.
So you would not advise this alternative? You would prefer the more moderate increase to 14%, which was approved on Wednesday. Is that correct then?
That's correct. And also, I think there are generally good opportunities for the government to cut some expenditures which are apparently ineffective. General level of taxation in the Czech Republic is currently something like 33-34% of GDP, and I'm pretty sure that for the time being it is appropriate, it's not necessary to have it higher. The problem is particularly on the expenditure side, where things like appropriate public procurement, reduction of corruption, and some review of various expenditure programs can help a lot. The government is simply wasting money in the many areas.
Raiffeisen Bank's chief economist and former finance minister Pavel Mertlík was speaking there to Daniela Lazarova.